Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the Great Malonzo, and ew, here on a Monday morning reviewing, recapping the football weekend. And not just football. We have a lot of other stuff we've got to get into as well. Some of which we'll talk about here in the water cooler cheat sheet. Some of which we'll get into a little bit later on in the radio broadcast. Here is what I am going to say. However, the phone line is open, 844-326-3663, 844-FANFONE. That is the same number to the Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-326-3663. You can tweet me at The Rob Brown Show. Follow me across all social media at The Rob Brown Show. Do the same for the radio station at The Fan Up State if you'd like to go in that direction. We'd love to have you. Lonzo is on Twitter at Lonzo on Word. And of course, if you've got something more long format and do not want to come on the air with it, you can do so by hitting me with an email, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. First hour of the show, a lot of criticism for Shane Beamer. And frankly, I think it was deserved. I think it is deserved. And we're probably not done with it, to tell you the truth. That one answer from Shane Beamer was appalling to me. And this is from somebody who has done the best I can to defend Shane, because I think Shane is a good dude. I think he's a good dude. I genuinely think he does work hard. I don't think this is a lack of effort from Shane Beamer. I do think it is an overabundance of loyalty. I do think it is I don't want to say fear to, I think it is an apprehension to over course correct. The problem is you're steering right into the rocks. Like you're headed right into the rocks. At some point, you just got to yank the steering wheel, man. Like, yeah, maybe we overcorrect, but right now the path is dangerous. An overcorrection, we can make some more minor corrections down the road, but you got to do something. We're going to come back to that a little bit later on. We do have some text. Texas said, I feel like Shane is going to rage quit Carolina and go to Virginia Tech. Keith texts the show. NTR said, his text got all jumbled up, but effectively said, maybe Shane will be better at Virginia Tech. Went on to say that, I was just thinking about it, and when Beamer was first asked about the Virginia Tech job, he said he was staying in Columbia unless the fans turn. He basically went on to say he thinks that perhaps Shane is, to some degree, taking on a heel role so that he can leave to go to Virginia Tech. I'll keep it a buck. There is no reason to go to Virginia Tech. There's none. The only reason is sentimentality. Daddy was there.
Legacy.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I don't think that he is the type of cat that wants to have to live up to dad, but B, feels like he only has the job because of who his dad was.
Unless he gets called to the AD's office and they're like, hey, you need to win now in South Carolina. And it's like, okay, maybe I'll go over here.
Maybe. Or if they call him and go, look, dude, we're going to let you go take that job so that we don't have to say we fired you, right? You take that job or you are fired. But I don't even think we're there yet. I just know where we are right now ain't good.
Is it? I mean, it's not even a lateral move. It's
a step down.
Yeah, it's a step down.
Wait. Now, if Virginia Tech was to get back to where they were in the late 1990s, sure, then we're having a conversation. And if they believe Shane Beamer's the guy to get him there, then, like, I guess. But here's the thing. South Carolina's got better facilities. They've got more resources. They play in a better conference, which you know ultimately is going to make you a buttload more money into the coffers. Like, there is not a reason outside of dad used to coach there. There's not a good reason for him to go unless it's sentimentality. And we'll come back to that a little bit later on in the show because Shane did address that yesterday, and we'll pay attention to that. However, it is 7:05 in the morning. You've got 55 minutes until you've got to get to the office. Everybody's working for tonight. Big, big night in sports tonight. We've got two Monday Night Football games on tap tonight, and we've got an ALCS Game 7. Best words in sports, Game 7. We're going to talk about all of that because you're going to talk about all of that at work today, which means our job is to get you enlightened, informed, and entertained all at the same time when we do this. It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with your coworkers, your manager, your supervisor, your boss, your IT guy, the janitor, whoever you talk sports with. This is what you will be talking about. Allow us, ladies and gentlemen, to dive right in with item numero uno. After a wild weekend in collegiate footballing, your new AP Top 25 is out, and they are growing ever more important as we have, ladies and gentlemen, 2 weeks in a day until we get our very first college football playoff rankings dropping on November 4th. So as they are stacked and racked right now, this will be more and more similar to what you can expect to see on November 4th when those playoff rankings drop for the first time. The Buckeyes of Ohio State remain number one, 60 first place votes. They collect a few back from the Oregon Ducks, who lost last week, and from the Miami Hurricanes, who got bounced. Who told you Louisville could get it done? This guy told you. Friday said, put it all on Louisville plus 13.5, and don't be shocked if they pull the upset. You're welcome, I know ball.
Congrats on not falling out of your chair, because it was a little iffy there.
That one was aggressive. That one was aggressive. That was a huge pushback from the desk. I kicked ass at college football this weekend. I mean, killed it. Did inside the betting lines on Saturday, noon to four on the back here. Who the hell would work noon to four on a Saturday? That was a terrible idea. Anyway, I was on with PJ Glasser. I gave 14 picks on inside the betting line in college football. I went 12-2 on college picks this weekend.
That's
killed
it. I hear that's pretty good.
Killed it this weekend. Did well in the NFL too. Whatever. We'll come back to that. Here's a hot take, Zoe. I think Ohio State might be better this year than they were last year.
There are a lot of people saying that.
Yeah. 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 Texted PJ Glasser that
Saturday
night.
Definitely defensively. So, yeah.
Texted PJ Glasser that Saturday night. I was like, yo, I think the Buckeyes are better this year than last year. That's who I hosted with on Saturday. Did a bunch of college football. Texted him Saturday night. I think the Buckeyes might be better this year than last year. They are number one in the country now and have 60 of the available 66 first-place votes. Where are the other six first-place votes? Who, Hoosiers? The Big Ten holding down the top two spots in the AP poll as the Indiana Hoosiers at 7-0 are now number two in the country and do have six first-place votes. In the poll, they just outpace the Texas A&M Aggies. Mike Elko, another football dude that I told you to look out for with the Aggies, now at number three, one spot ahead of Alabama. The Tide up a pair of spots after beating Tennessee this weekend. Alabama jumps up a pair of spots to number two. And would you look at that, right in the back pocket of the Alabama Crimson Tide, the Georgia Bulldogs up four spots now. to number 5. The Oregon Ducks up a pair of spots to number 6. The rambling wreck of Jordan. I'm not even going to do the annoying talking to the mic real close thing. Do you remember what my take was on Friday about the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech? Why, oh me, oh my, oh, are the Georgia Tech rambling wreck a 1.5-point underdog at Duke? All they did was beat the hell out of Duke. That's a good football. When are you going to listen to me? That's a good football team. That's a playoff team. Remember your boys sitting on. I don't do futures bets before the season starts. I don't like having my money wrapped up for 7 months while I wait to see what happens. I got a ticket on the Georgia Tech rambling wreck to make the college football playoffs this year at like 18-1. Let's go. The Tech ain't no joke. Now up at number 7. They jump up 5 spots. They replace number 8, Ole Miss. They take a tumble. Miami, after the out of Louisville, down 7 spots to number 9. Ladies and gentlemen, the Vanderbilt Commodores ended a 129 conference game streak of being an underdog on the opening lines. They had the LSU Tigers, a team I tried to tell you is overrated. I know ball. Diego Pavia, Clark Lee, and the boys, they're dogs. Vandy's a good team. I know ball. And for the first time in I don't even know how many decades, the Vanderbilt Commodores are a top 10 football team at 6-1. Now number 10 with a win at the crib over LSU. BYU, Notre Dame, Oklahoma up a spot to 13. Down 7 spots, the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. I feel bad for the Red Raiders. They were missing their starting quarterback, a couple of other guys as well. And Texas Tech takes the big L. They drop 7 spots down to number 14. Mizzou up a spot to 15. Virginia, the Cavaliers. Look at Tony Elliott and the Virginia Cavaliers now at number 16. Tennessee tumbles 6 spots down to 17. South Florida up 1 to 18. That's where they were when they lost to Miami earlier in the year. Louisville was unranked last week. They go from unranked to number 19 in the country after the win over Miami. The LSU Tigers, with that loss to Vandy, dropped 10 spots, biggest fall in the poll this week. 10 down to number 20. Cincinnati up 3 to 21. Texas down a spot to number 22. Illinois, Arizona State, and Michigan. Round out your top 25, all 3 of those teams unranked last week. So that's where it's stacked up. Let's go to item number 2. A pair of playoff results from yesterday. The Toronto Blue Jays have tied the series up with the Seattle Mariners at 3 games apiece. That means, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the sexiest words in all of sports. Game 7. We got an ALCS elimination game tonight in Toronto. The Mariners grabbed the first 2 on the road in Toronto. Then Toronto grabbed the first 2 on the road at Seattle. Seattle would get it back in game number 5 to take a 3-2 lead. They've got 2 to win 1 in Toronto. Now they've got 1 to win 1 after the Jays get it done last night. Treya Savage, a rook who has been nails in the postseason so far. 5.2 innings, did give up 6 hits, but only 2 runs, K'd 7 before he handed the ball off to Varland and Hoffman, who gave up a combined 1 hit in 3 innings of action, K'd 6 between them. Logan Gilbert got run for the Mariners, 4 innings, gave up 7 hits, 5 runs, and just 3 K's, gave up both of Toronto's big dongs from Guerrero Jr. and Barger last night before he got the yank. From the dish, the Mariners just not good enough in clutch situation. 7 hits last night, but not 1, not 2, 3 consecutive innings. The Mariners were within striking distance. Not 1, not 2, but 3 consecutive innings. Gave up a double play with the bases loaded and could not find a run in 2 of those 3 innings where they gave up a double play with the bases juiced. Straight case. No, just not good enough. Just not good enough. Now Seattle's got to try to find a rally and go up against a team in Toronto that figured it out last night. Over on the NASCAR circuit, the boys went racing at Talladega, Alabama yesterday. And Chase Briscoe becomes the second driver to punch a ticket to the NASCAR Final Four. Joins Denny Hamlin, his teammate, Two Toyota drivers guaranteed slots in the four-driver winner-take-all finale at Phoenix in 2 weeks.
I thought Talladega was in Florida.
Talladega's in Alabama.
Is it?
Yeah, Talladega, Alabama.
Are you sure?
Daytona's in Florida. Talladega is absolutely in Alabama. I've been there, and I only remember because there's pictures of it. I was like 25. Shut up. Get off me. Anyway, Briscoe was sixth on a two-lap sprint overtime restart. While William Byron and Kyle Larson were up front, they had Carson Hocevar and Bubba Wallace pushing them in the three and four spots. Briscoe was lined up at six. William Byron was getting help from Chevy driver Carson Hocevar. Hocevar in the last mile or so, got a little uppity with the front end of his car, ended up spinning him out. On the flip side, Bubba Wallace was pushing Kyle Larson, got him into the lead for a minute, and then Kyle Larson ran out of gas because of the fact that Hocevar spun one and Bubba moved Larson or ran out of gas, or excuse me, Larson ran out of gas in front of Bubba. Those two guys had to get on the brakes. It allowed Chase Briscoe to roll down through. Ty Gibbs, the only of his teammates not eligible for a championship, was able to tuck up behind Chase Briscoe and just push him to the checkered flag. So Chase Briscoe joins Denny Hamlin. There are two more spots available in the final four before we get to that last race in Phoenix. Let's get to item number three. We're going to talk more about Shane Beamer a little bit later on in the show, but I do think that this is worthy of inclusion in the old WCCS here to open up the 7 o'clock hour. Shane Beamer pushed back yesterday about rumors that he was a candidate for Virginia Tech's coaching vacancy. He said, quote, "I am working my rear end off to get us back to where we're in that mix and in playoff talk. And that's the same thing I told our football team today, that I guess the gist of that article was that would be a parachute or something for me to get out of here and have a soft landing spot. Well, I'm not happy with where we are right now, and I'm determined to get it fixed." He would go on to say, quote, "I've conveyed many times how much I want to be here. This is my dream job. I said that when I came here. Nothing has changed," end quote. South Carolina, I don't think Shane Beamer wants to go anywhere. I don't know the guy personally. We've had him on the show a few times. Super nice guy. Like Shane Beamer a lot. I don't think Shane Beamer is necessarily concerned with going to pick up the mantle that Daddy Frank left behind in Blacksburg, Virginia. I don't think he really cares about that, to keep it a buck with you. I don't think he's worried about it. I don't think he's gone. I do think he wants to be at South Carolina. I think he wants to fix South Carolina. The problem that I have is not the conversation about him potentially leaving. I'm fine with how he's addressing the situation. I have one issue on one issue alone, and that's the team's bad. But more importantly, things that it feels like, to me, could be different in order to make the team less bad aren't happening. The problem that I have is that Shane Beamer's been at the helm for 5.5 years. And in that time, he has moved on from two assistant coaches. The last one was Lonnie Teasley last weekend. And the problem that I have is, as somebody who is Cold Take Jim said on our live stream a second ago, it's almost like we know ball or something. The problem that I have here is the issues that are happening right now in Columbia, South Carolina. I feel like we can pretty much pinpoint what they are. It's not a conundrum. It's not a puzzle. It's not Sudoku over there. It's pretty obvious what the problems are in Columbia, South Carolina. The problem is that the problems that seem like they have at least an available fix aren't being available fixed. It feels to me like Shane Beamer has a overabundance of loyalty. Anybody who's worked in literally any job ever has seen a spot where a manager or a boss has had to terminate an employee that they genuinely like. I've been there. It sucks. in the 17 years I've been doing this, the most uncomfortable I've ever been has not been making a big sales pitch. It has not been being asked to step into a play-by-play spot for a sport I've never done before or for a team I've never covered before. It has not been to welcome the biggest head coaches in college football or the NFL onto my show and have a conversation with them. It is not to sit down with multiple reigning defending WWE or AEW world champions. No, no. The most uncomfortable I've ever been in my career is having to sit across from a coworker that I like as both a coworker and a friend and to say, it's not working out. I have to let you go. That's it. But I did that. I've done it a few times. And I did that because the entity is bigger than the people that make it up.
Don't worry, it's not foreshadowing. That's not.
Oh, I ain't got that pull around here.
Yeah, that's why. Right.
I ain't carrying that stick around this show. Not a chance. The reality is, the entity is bigger than those who make it up. And if it's out of loyalty, or it's out of a fear of confrontation, or if it's out of, as I think, Debo, it might be about some coaches, it is out of sheer stubbornness. I am going to prove to you that I have been right the entire time, no matter how far we got to fall first. Whatever the reason is, if you're unwilling, unable, or afraid to make the change, you got to go too. That's how it works, man. If you're afraid to make the change, you've got to go too. And I feel like that's where we're at now. So Shane says, no, I'm not going to Virginia Tech. It's not a landing spot. This is my dream job. I want to be here. That's all well and good. Things have got to change. Because I got bad news for you, Gamecock fans. You got one more shot if you want to pull off the elusive Cocktober surprise. You got one more chance at it. Who's coming to town this weekend, boys? Alabama, the number 4 team in the country. A team that is wrecking everybody right now. Gamecocks, you're losing this weekend by 35. Alabama is going to do unspeakable things to you on your own field this weekend. And I got to keep it a buck. If Lenora Sellers finishes this game, not because of injury, but because of an unwillingness to play behind that offensive line and for this offensive coordinator, I would not be shocked. In fact, I've already said it once, I'll say it again. Lenoris, hi, my name's Rob. I host the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate in Greenville, South Carolina, and I will stand 10 toes in the sand and say this with my full chest. Lenoris, do not play another game for this football team. I am begging you. Do not play another game for this football team. You are hurting yourself. You are getting hurt, and I mean that both figuratively, metaphorically, and literally. You are getting hurt playing for this football team. Lenoris, shut it down. Do not play another game for this team. I don't care if you pack your bags and leave Columbia. You're getting hurt. Let's talk more college football. I'm Rob, he's Lonzo. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. God, those all yellow Chargers uniforms are awful. They're awful, dude. Back after this on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Lonzo, and you. Be a part of the show, won't you? 844-326-3663. That's the phone number to call or to text. Keith and TR texted the show. He said, well, if Shane doesn't want to leave but doesn't want to make the correct changes either, make the decision to leave for him. So, Shane Beamer yesterday was asked about the rapidly increasing rumors that Virginia Tech would be interested in hiring him as their new head coach. And I have a few different thoughts that popped into the old noodle about that. The first one is, and this one is going to be the one that is going to sound the worst, but the first one is, even knowing that Virginia Tech is certainly not a premier job, even knowing that Virginia Tech is not laden with resources like South Carolina is, even knowing that it is a likely much harder uphill battle in Blacksburg than it is in Columbia, this is a genuine question. And it's going to sound awful, but I'm going to have to ask it. Why would Virginia Tech want Shane Beamer? Why would they want him right now? I say this, again, not to be disrespectful, but it's a genuine question. Why would they want Shane Beamer right now? What is Shane Beamer right now put on the table that if you were the AD in Virginia at Virginia Tech would make you go, that's our guy? Much like I said earlier, there is, in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion, there is only one reason that Shane Beamer should want to go to Virginia Tech. And that is to coach where daddy coached. That's it. And for the record, I think that that is fair. I'm sentimental about my old man too. I have needed for like 4 years now to get a bigger desk in my house to work from, but I refuse to do it because I got my old man's desk and I can't see myself getting rid of it. I get it. I'm a sentimental sap too. But at the end of the day, sentimentality ain't it. And not in terms of succeeding at a job that's got 7 or 8 figures on a paycheck for you. So, why would Shane want to go to Virginia Tech for any reason other than that's where my daddy did it? And flip side, why would Virginia Tech want Shane Beamer right now? I'm looking at a coach that has been at a school for 5 years now. What's the numero uno accomplishment for Shane Beamer in Columbia right now? Like genuinely, what's his biggest accomplishment? Recruiting Lenore Sellers? Going to a mid-tier bowl game? The best accomplishment was that you were one game away from making the playoffs last year. Which, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Sure. But we got close. and then immediately fumbled the bag the next year?
Yeah, because I mean, it raised levels of expectations to where they hadn't been in a really long time, and then you get this.
Yeah. You have a spot where you are building off of the most momentum that team has had in years. You ride that momentum to go get the best quarterback, or at least most talented quarterback, that you have had in years. Maybe ever, but in years, certainly. And this team is not going to make a bowl game this year. So, is 9-3 last year something to hang your hat on and go like, what an accomplishment. We went 9-3. What'd you do the next year? Hey, you know, 5-7. 4-8's on the table, kids. 4-8's on the table. That is it on the table. Sorry. 4-8 is probably the most likely outcome right now. Because granted, Clemson lost to SMU this weekend, but they had to do it without Cade Klubnik, who, again, let's not pretend the guy's a Heisman Trophy frontrunner, but the last 2 weeks against North Carolina and Boston College, he looked like he was putting two and two together and finally getting four and not purple. Like, you're pointed in the right direction. Right now, today, anybody taking South Carolina to beat Clemson as a guarantee? Because I'm absolutely not. 4-8 is very much not just on the table. 4-8 might be the most likely outcome.
I don't know, dude. I watched the Clemson game, too. So I don't know. I don't know. There might be some people out there who might take you up on that.
As a guarantee? No, I can't guarantee it. I can't guarantee it. And again, if and when Cade Klubnik comes back, if Cade Klubnik is quarterbacking that team today, they're a better team than South Carolina.
He wasn't the problem Saturday.
I didn't say he was the problem. He didn't play.
I'm talking about...
Oh, Christopher Vezina was not bad in that game.
Yeah.
He was not bad.
It was the play calling.
I agree with that, too. Oh, there's a problem there, too. There's a problem there, too. And much like it, I'm coming to Dabo, too. Much like over there, I kind of have the same vibe over here. The difference is, it feels to me like Shane refuses to move on from one of his guys, whereas Dabo refuses to move on from his system. I'm not blaming Garrett Riley. I think Garrett Riley is handcuffed. I think he is handcuffed in what he can do with the offense over there versus Mike Shula has handcuffed the Gamecocks, and Shane is sitting there like, it's like an old mobster movie, right? Like, Mike Shula's got this program handcuffed to the radiator in a dank basement, and Shane's over in the corner smoking a heater in a dark room, flicking the key up and down. Like, I could let you out, but I don't really feel like it. So you're going to suffer for as long. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the vibe right now. It's just not. I don't know. It's not ideal. It's not ideal for either one of these programs. Point is, 4-8's on the table for South Carolina. It genuinely is. So if you're Virginia Tech, and especially now, and I know we keep bringing this guy up, but was Indiana any more impactful than Virginia Tech was 2 years ago when they found Kurt Cignetti? No. No, in fact, if anything, I'd say they less because they didn't really have anything to lean on. Virginia Tech at least could go, hey, we played for a natty back in 1999. Indiana doesn't have that. Indiana didn't just go find Kurt Cignetti. What did Indiana do? They just paid him $96 million to stay at Indiana. So if you're, and I say Virginia Tech, I really mean anybody. Vanderbilt. Was Vanderbilt 2 years ago where South Carolina has been? No. But they found Clark Lee. And I got news for you. If Indiana can come off $96 million to keep Kurt Cignetti, Vanderbilt's going to come off 96 plus to keep Clark Lee. Georgia Tech's going to find $96 million to keep Brent Key. And if those schools can do it, if you're Virginia Tech, and you know the boosters are champing at the bit to get it done, why would I bring in Shane Beamer instead of just trying to find the next Kurt Cignetti? Why would I bring in Shane Beamer instead of trying to find the next Clark Lee? Why would I bring in Shane Beamer instead of trying to find the next Brent Key? I wouldn't. But that says more about South Carolina than Virginia Tech. That's the guy you got right now. And he refuses to do anything different. The biggest criticism about Dabo is now also the biggest criticism about Shane Beamer as of yesterday. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Joey texts the show. Joey gets a you-know-ball. He said, I've been saying since probably July, Clemson and South Carolina will be playing for bowl eligibility this year. Winner will be 6-6, loser 5-8. Joey, good call. However, I don't think South Carolina will be playing for bowl eligibility, to be honest with you. I think I said it in the last segment, and I'll stand on it. I think the absolute roof, the best possible outcome for South Carolina right now is 5-7. I think that is the best possible outcome for South Carolina right now is to get to 5-7. You are currently sitting at 3-4. You have got coming up ahead of you, number 4, Alabama, who, as James Taylor once said, is a steamroller baby. Then you got number 8, Ole Miss, and you're on the road at Oxford, Mississippi. Yeah, they lost the game to Georgia, who's a good football team again. Then you got to go to Texas A&M. I'll keep it a buck. If South Carolina's inside a 24 with Texas A&M, that'll be a good day. Based on what I'm seeing right now. Again, maybe it changes. But you played 7 games. In what world do I have any reason to believe that there's going to be a change? That this will be a different team against A&M? Theoretically, you ought beat Coastal. You ought beat Coastal. Right now, I don't even think that's a guarantee, but you ought beat Coastal. That gets you to 4 wins. Like right now, 4-7, I think, is the record you take in to take on Clemson. 4-7, I think, is the record you take into Clemson. I don't think you're playing for bowl. I think if there is anything for South Carolina right now, if there's anything for South Carolina, and I don't even necessarily think that this is going to be the case with Clemson sitting at the identical 3-4 record, but Clemson's got Duke. And I got to tell you, Duke's a good football team. Darian Mance is playing good ball. Georgia Tech beat them this weekend. You got Florida State, though. That should be a win. Stanford beat Florida State. Bad Clemson should beat Florida State. You got Louisville. There's an L. I think there's 4 wins. Clemson should beat Furman. That'd be 5. You know what's on the line in the Palmetto Bowl right now if nothing changes between here and there? You know what's on the line? Clemson's bowl eligibility. That's going to be the only stakes in that game. Is Clemson bowl eligible? Or does South Carolina, who I think at that point will be ineligible, bring Clemson down to ineligibility with them? That's it. That's it. That's the only thing. I got nothing else. The stakes on the Palmetto Bowl. A game that, before the year started, and I don't feel bad about this, because I was not just not alone, but I think there were a lot of people that thought the Palmetto Bowl this year may very well be for either a playoff spot or straight up playoff seeding. That was the belief coming into this year. And I will say right now that while I am not the guy who blames everything that is happening with a football team entirely and exclusively on a head coach, I think there are a lot of times that head coaches take crap for stuff that at the end of the day ain't on them, or at least isn't directly on them. I think what's happened at these two schools right now, 100% I put at the feet of their two head coaches. I do. What is happening and what is going wrong at South Carolina isn't a freaking mystery. It's not an enigma. It's not a question mark. I can say as a straight up statement what is going wrong in Columbia, South Carolina. It's just as a statement. Clemson's a little bit more of an enigma, but like not a deep one to me. Kane is on the chat, and he said, for clarity, what evidence is there that shows Garrett Riley is handcuffed? The answer I gave Kane during the break, and if you'd like to join us on our live stream where we do have conversations off the air, you can do so at The Fan Upstate on Facebook, on Twitter, and on YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Kane said, for clarity, what evidence is there that shows Garrett Riley is handcuffed? And my answer to Kane was, go look at the Clemson offense dating back to, I don't know, go back to the last championship. Go back to 2018 and look at it. It's the same offense. There's a couple of wrinkles here and there, but it is the same offense. And it doesn't change. It doesn't change based on the quarterback. It doesn't change based on the wide receivers. It doesn't change based on the running backs. And if it hasn't changed since Tony Elliott left, then what's the variable, right? Like this is scientific method applied to football. The way that you do a scientific experiment is you run the experiment and you try to isolate the variables so that you can figure out which variables are impacting which parts of the experiment. You run through the experiment with a control group so you can see what the natural outcome is, and then you run through the experiment and you isolate and change the variables so that you can figure out which variables control which parts of the outcome. There is one constant variable in the Clemson football program. One. And it is Dabo Swinney. You've changed offensive coordinators. You've changed defensive coordinators. You've changed position coaches. You've changed quarterbacks. You've changed this. You've changed that. There is only one constant, and it is Dabo Swinney. So, if the offense has looked the same dating back to Tony Elliott, then at which point do we have to say it's got to be him? It's got to be him. When Tony Elliott left, when Jeff Scott left, we blamed it on Brandon Streeter. We said, oh, it's Brandon Streeter. That's the problem. He's trying to be Tony Elliott. I remember the criticisms well. I was here. We were on the air. And I don't know how many text/calls/emails/tweets/Facebook posts/whatever I got from Clemson fans that said, Brandon Streeter has to stop trying to be Tony Elliott. And then you moved on from Brandon Streeter and you went to Garrett Riley. And it's the same thing. At some point, we have got to believe Dabo Swinney when he said, We're not running Garrett Riley's offense. Garrett Riley's running the Clemson offense. And I brought that up at the time that comment got made. I brought that up at the time. And I said, you know what my biggest concern is? My biggest concern is he's being honest. That was my biggest fear. He's being honest. I've seen a lot of comments on the internets from Clemson fans that are like, we got to fire Garrett Riley. Guys, it doesn't matter. Garrett Riley, do me a favor. If you don't believe me, go look at the offense that Garrett Riley was running when he was at TCU. Go look at the offense TCU was running when they made that run to the Natty. Go look at the offense Garrett Riley ran at TCU, then go look at the Clemson offense the last two seasons. And please tell me that it's the same thing. Please tell me that there's even a shadow of what Garrett Riley did that made him the most sought after offensive coordinator hire in I don't know how long. Find shades of it. Shades of it. Because it's not there. I believe him when he said, we didn't bring Garrett Riley here to run the Garrett Riley offense. We brought him here to run the Clemson offense. It's the same offense. Which means that the only variable that matters here is Dabo Swinney. That's it. That's the only thing that matters. Texter said, Rob, for South Carolina, they are a victim of a hard-ass schedule and bad luck. Dabo is the reason Clemson is losing. Texter, respectfully, no. I'm not going to disagree. South Carolina does have, and I quote, a hard-ass schedule, end quote. You are correct. But as I've said a few times, it is not that you are losing. To be honest, if South Carolina was playing good ball and they were just losing to good teams, I'd have no problem. If South Carolina was losing good ball and playing good ball, losing to good teams, and there were adjustments and they were tinkering and things were changing and the team was developing and getting better and yada, 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 I would have no problem. I said coming into this year, there is a world where this team finishes 6-6, and I am perfectly happy with it. There is a world where this team finishes 500 bowl eligible, and I am fine with it. I go, yep, it sucks. I know you wanted more. You thought you were a playoff team, but you got saddled with, in my opinion, one of the toughest two or three schedules in football this year. And you fought your asses off. And unfortunately, you just don't have the talent. But that's how you grow that talent. But go ahead and tell me, Texter, which losses did you walk away from going, I'm proud of the boys today. I'm proud of the fellas. What loss? Was it when Vandy came to your house and held you to 7 points and beat you 31-7? Did you walk away from that game going, you know what? A lot of good, because I didn't. I walked away from that game going, there was one thing I did not think I would question about this football team, and it was the heart. And you rolled TF over. Embarrassing. Was it the 29-20 loss on the road at Mizzou? Mizzou's a good team. No shame in losing to Missouri. It's a good team. Absolutely shame when your defense is embarrassing. Trying to arm tackle consistently one of the best running backs in college football. When you're letting a Penn State cast off run for 60 plus in a tutty on you. Are you proud of that game? I'm not. What about the LSU loss? There was no need to lose that game. None. Not at all. Zero. Not at nine. You shot yourself in the foot. You killed yourself. Play calling was ass. Effort was booty cheeks. Nothing good about it. Are you proud of that loss? I'm not. What about this weekend in Oklahoma? You were in a fight for a half. And then what happened? Play calling was garbage. Offensive line was garbage. Defense got exhausted. Was garbage. Texter, which of these losses would you join me on the it's not that you lost, it's how you lost bandwagon? Which of these losses would you look at and go, yeah, we lost that game, but I was proud of the way the boys played? Because I'm going to tell you the answer for me is zero of them. Zero. Zero of them. I might give you the boys played hard, but they were set up to fail. That's the best I can give you. So for me, we are in a weird spot where the struggles of both Clemson and South Carolina, I put them squarely at the feet of the head coach. I put them squarely at the feet of Dabo Swinney, squarely at the feet of Shane Beamer, which is why I think the press conferences for both of them after their losses this weekend were kind of frustrating. A reporter who's probably making 40 grand a year said to Shane Beamer, are there any thoughts about changing anything? And before he even finished the question, we made changes, Jack. We made changes, Jack. What? Yeah. What about the play calling? We made changes. I have hope. We made what? What gives me hope? We practice hard. I got news for you, my dude. If you practice hard punching yourself in the groin, it's still going to hurt. Stop. Do something different. All right, we'll talk more about this later. We do have a lot more to get to. ALCS Game 7 just around the corner. NASCAR Playoff 4 has half of its field filled up. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Some of those things are going to be mentioned when Lonzo, who is the only consistent variable of the sports flash being 5 stars, gives you a sports flash.
Shane Beamer should start speaking like Belichick. Classic Belichick. The AP Top 25 dropped yesterday with the Ohio State Buckeyes remaining on top. Indiana jumps to number 2. Texas A&M is number 3 ahead of number 4, Alabama, and number 5, Georgia. Oregon and Georgia Tech are 6 and 7, while Ole Miss dropped 3 spots to 8. Miami fell 7 spots to 9, and Vanderbilt jumped 7 spots into the top 10. The ALCS is headed to a game 7 after a 6-2 Toronto win over Seattle last night. Rookie Trey Yesevich went 5.2 innings and was hit 6 times, but gave up just 2 runs, ending 3 consecutive innings with double plays. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit his 6th homer of the postseason. And Florida has fired head coach Billy Napier in the middle of his 4th year, one day after a 23-21 win over Mississippi State. So you win, and then you lose, apparently.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.